All right, as far as I can tell, we're recording because I've got some waveforms, yeah. And the numbers are getting larger.
Excellent.
Which is the opposite of whatever my bank account does. Anyway, this is Matt from Horror Show Hot Dog here with Reverend Matt Kessin.
Hi.
Of Reverend Matt's Monster Science, who is one of the producers at this year's Twin Cities Horror Festival, a co-producer.
That's right.
This year, because it is Reverend Matt's Monster Science and Aaron Shepherd Presents are co-producing a show, which we actually, in the episode of Horror Show Hawker that will go up tomorrow morning, we will refer to that as, well, you got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
Well, thank you.
Because it is two of our favorite things.
It's been...
That are suddenly one thing, and we're both like, ah!
The reaction to just the idea has been extremely satisfying. Everybody's been saying some variant of perfect, perfect.
I can't wait. Yes.
I mean, my whole pitch to her in the first place was, hey, Aaron, because you know I'm acquainted with her at least. She's a friend of mine, but I was like, hey, Aaron, since we both have a love, I don't know what you're doing for Horror Fest, but since we both have a love for mythic storytelling, supernatural themes, and people standing at music stands reading off of stuff. Then why don't we team up and so we did. Yeah, I mean I think the actual blending of our styles and what we actually do has been the easiest thing in the world.
Perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
For some of our listeners that have never gotten to see the Twin Cities Horror Festival or either you or Aaron perform, you know, let me make it even more alienating by saying this is the same thing as if Joe Bozick and Aaron Kennedy were to do a show. That all of us would be like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Of course, let's do that. Yeah, you know, Joe Bozick and Aaron Kennedy, everybody. Well, a lot of people. But anyway.
But it is that kind of thing of just like, oh shit. Like, it is literally like two things we always get excited about that we enjoy.
Yeah. Just in case, should I in fact explain it to people who have no idea what either me
what
or
I
they are?
What I want you to do, well, it's up to you, actually. What I've been asking people, I should say, is what would you like people to know if they've not seen the show? I don't want you to spoil anything if you feel like there's stuff that shouldn't be spoiled. How would you prefer to describe your show to someone that has not seen it yet?
Oh, boy.
And that's up to you. Like, it can be as spoiler as you want. It just depends on your preferences, because some people want to make sure that things are saved for...
Sure. Well, our show is called... I can say a whole bunch about the show without spoiling a word of it. Our show is called Feminine Inhuman, and it's about female monsters in mythology, because, you know, the way things work in male-dominated things... Maleness is regarded as the default, and so when an imaginary monster is made female, it's for a reason, and that tells us what we're afraid of as far as women are concerned, which is an interesting and incredibly broad topic. And so I'm Reverend Matt. I do a show called Reverend Matt's Monster Science, where I do comedy lectures about monsters of all kinds, cinematic and mythological and prehistoric and all that sort of thing. And usually it's just me and my PowerPoint. And I've done this at the Horror Festival for the last couple of years, and I do it a million other places as well. And then Aaron Shepherd Presents is a dance company, and they have they've been in every single Horror Festival and a number of other things besides.
They are
and
fantastic.
They're amazing. Yeah, I've seen all of their shows multiple times. I'm a giant fanboy of this. I'm still geeking out about working with them, much less, you know, on supposedly equal footing. But you know, like my favorite of theirs are two shows called Book of Shadows and Book of Shadows 2, which are about witches and witchcraft and all the dances have to do with that. And their structure is always that they have a storyteller. They have someone come out, like I was saying earlier, with the music stand, and tell a story for a little bit. The storyteller recedes. Aaron Shepherd Presents does a piece based on that part of the story and repeat throughout. And so the story is told both by conventional storytelling means and by the dancing. And so that's why it works so well, because I'm already, you know, I've already got this storytelling thing, and again, mythic themes and supernatural themes, and so it's much like another Aaron Shepherd show might be, which I don't know. I don't mean for that to sound like it's like any other Aaron Shepherd show, because every Aaron Shepherd show is glorious. Mm-hmm. But then it's a Reverend Matt show as well, and they just fit together very easily. The idea, like, everybody reacts to the idea as though it makes a million miles of sense, and just putting it together has been smooth and simple and intuitive. And the one thing I will say, so that's the larger pitch. The one thing, the sweetening of the pot that I will do is that I am actually also involved in more than one of the dance pieces.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Well, because the first time I saw you at the horror festival,
yeah,
you were doing, was it Kaidan?
Yeah. No, I
where
mean,
that was a movement piece.
Yes, it
like,
was.
You know, and that was very much, and like depending on your, you know, whatever portion someone might be doing during that show, there was some insane amounts of dance and
yeah.
movement that happened there. But like that's, it's how I know you now.
Right.
Which is...
This is a man who stands very still and talks.
Well, yeah. You are the Richard Dawkins of monsters.
Except less of a jerk. If I like to think.
But
right.
You know what I mean? But that was like the first time I saw you, you were running around barefoot, like doing mm-hmm. a thing.
And, oh, sure.
Like,
yeah.
So like that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, that's not the way they picture you.
Don't imagine that then or now or at any point, I'm at a level... similar to that of the dancers in Shepherd Presents, though. You know,
I'd like to make it very clear, you are not.
And so people are like, and so I'm telling people that I'm involved but not actually dancing, and they're like, oh, but you should challenge yourself and dance. I'm like, okay, maybe somewhere, but not here, man.
I value you both equally, but very differently.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a part.
But that's exciting. When I don't honestly know that. I assumed it was you at like a lectern.
Yeah, no, yep, yeah, and it's exciting for me as well. Yeah, but there's some interplay. There was also a point at which I had some of the dancers talking, and they were like, no,
really,
yeah, no, you talk.
Okay, and I'm going to end up,
of course,
trying to do this interview with Aaron.
Oh, of course, yes.
And then I will compare notes, and then I will sell out whichever of you.
Yeah, that sounds
I
fine.
I feel like behooves me best.
No. There's no selling out to be done. We may mention different things,
I think it's fascinating.
She's just been a delight to. They've all just been unbelievably delightful.
Well, I think
it's
impossible for you not to approach this from wildly different perspectives.
Sure.
And that's, again, to me, what's so exciting is
well,
that
right.
there, it's, you know, like I said, chocolate and peanut butter, these are two great things,
right.
But you don't make them the same way.
Right. Well, I mean, the
so
way,
I
well,
really
like we started off just picking the monsters, and I had this giant list of monsters, and then they actually brought in a few themselves as well. And then I did a bunch of research and a bunch of just, you know, knowing things already. And so I gave them a bunch of notes about the monsters, and then we split off, and I wrote the talky parts, and they choreographed the dancing parts, and then we've been coming back together just over the last couple of weeks.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
So, to wrap up,
yes.
Once again, the show is called...
Feminine in Human.
And it is produced by...
Reverend Matt's Monster Science and Aaron Shepherd Presents.
And you can find that at the Twin Cities Horror Festival, which, as we record this, is opening tonight. We're actually
going
to stop this recording and run to the theater to watch Timmy Wren's show, which is another bit you'll be able to hear by the time you hear this. I'll have posted that one first. We're going to go watch that show.
Fantastic.
And yeah, we've got four shows to watch tonight, and I'll be back here in the morning because I live here now.
So
thank you, Matt.
Well, thanks for having
me. The time. And
absolutely.
If you get the chance, folks, to come out and see the shows, please do. And if you're worried that financial concerns are too much, don't forget, if you want, you can volunteer and be an usher, and then you get to see a show for free.
Nice.
So don't have that be a barrier. Geography notwithstanding.
Yes, quite so.
All
we
right.
are in Minneapolis, and that stays that way.
Good night.
Good night.